You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After 10 months of campaigning, the Opportunities Party gained 2.2% of the vote after the election, meaning they fell well below the 5% threshold needed to gain a seat in Parliament. I spoke to the party's deputy leader, Jeff Simmons, this morning about what's next for the party, whether he'll be taking over the leadership from Gareth Morgan, and why he believes the Greens should consider a coalition with National. I began by asking him about his reaction to Saturday's results.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're disappointed to not have made the 5%, but, you know, we are quite heartened with our progress, really, in 10 months' time to be where we're at. You know, not many... I haven't actually checked previous parties' results, but I have a feeling we're around about the best for a new party in their first election. And, you know, like I said, after 10 months in, we're pretty happy with that. And also feeling like we have shifted the conversation a bit, so, you know, made a positive impact.
So you weren't surprised that you didn't get closer to 5%, or were you hoping for a bit more?
Well, yeah, we were hoping for more, and, you know, there's been quite a lot of discussion, as you'll be aware, in recent times about exactly how accurate the polls would be. But I think what we've seen in this election is that turnout has stayed quite, you know, quite low, relatively speaking, in terms of, you know, particularly there was, it appears there wasn't any sort of youth quake. There wasn't any sort of, massive increase in youth voting. I mean, depending on what happens with the special votes that come in the next couple of weeks, things might shift a bit, but I think everyone's pretty clear that we haven't had the massive changes in turnout that we've seen overseas, and that's really been the key reason why polls have been so inaccurate, because they haven't been able to be weighted for a massive increase in youth turnout. But, you know, from what we have seen, our support has been hugely, almost entirely coming from the young, so that gives us, you know, confidence in the future.
Looking back on your campaign, is there anything that you would have done differently if you were going to run it again?
I mean, we haven't sat down and had a formal debrief as yet, so it's a bit difficult to answer that question. But, I mean, I think what we have learned is that what young people really appreciate in what we're trying to do is the sort of the non-partisan, evidence-based nature of what we're trying to do. You know, they are against party political politics and the sort of tribalism that they see from other parties. So the more that we can do in that respect is really sticking to our guns there and keeping things positive and talking about the issues.
And you and Gareth, it looks like both of you think that the Greens should seriously think about a coalition with National. What's your reasoning behind that?
Well, we've really ended up in the worst case scenario that we've been warning against the entire campaign, you know, which was New Zealand First, National. You know, that looks like the most likely outcome. I mean, hopefully other things are possible, but a National New Zealand First coalition will... There's one thing I'm certain that will be a disaster for the environment. What policies Winston does have on the environment are not hugely helpful. So that's my real concern here, is that, you know, the next 3 years, the environment takes a hammering. I would think that just about any other combination of parties in Parliament would do a better job than New Zealand First and National would. It's not just the Greens, you know, Labor could step up too. We could have a grand coalition. I mean, as we've said before, Labor and National have more in common than any other two parties in Parliament, you know. Labor and National have more in common than Labor and the Greens do, to be honest. So it's not just the Greens. I guess the focus is on the Greens primarily because of the concern about the environment, that a National New Zealand First coalition would just be so damaging for the environment that the Greens might see the sense in stepping up and trying to stop that happening.
And what's next for the Opportunities Party? Are you looking at taking the leadership position?
Yeah, well, I mean, first we all need a bit of a break and a holiday just to sort of get over the campaign. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but an awful lot of work. So I think everyone needs a bit of time to, you know, take a breather and you know, before any long-term decisions are made. I mean, I've certainly made it clear that I am happy to act in a caretaker role for the party going forward in the immediate future. But what the party needs to do is really develop its constitution and develop a leadership selection process. And then if, you know, once that is done, I'd like to see, if I thought I was the best person for the job, then I would like to have an actual mandate. So I'd like the party to elect me as leader rather than just assuming the mantle. So, you know, a lot of work to do in the meantime. Like I said, you know, getting regional structures and a constitution and a real party up and running. But once that's done, then I'd see whether it was appropriate for me to put my name into the hat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.